Hello and welcome to the Angels Podcast. This is your host for the podcast, Quinzit, a.k.a. Jack. Good to have you today. If you've followed the program, you know that we haven't made a broadcast in several weeks, and the reason for that is that the Angels Guild broke up, and we each kind of went our separate ways. A few of us are still together at another guild now, and so I thought the days of the podcast were over. However, as time has gone by, I've had more and more people contact me, not just from the Trelaian server, but from several different servers across the WoW universe, who said that they followed the podcast and they enjoyed the podcast. So today's podcast is kind of an announcement that we are going to continue the podcast. And not only are we going to continue the podcast, but I've decided that we're going to do a daily podcast. Now, it won't be as long as the 30-minute programs we've been putting on Tuesdays. It'll probably be more in the 10 to 15 or 20-minute range. But beginning this coming Monday, we're going to be doing a daily podcast on the World of Warcraft. And the format will kind of be the same. We will talk about the news in relationship to WoW, and then we'll have a short feature pertaining to gameplay. And that'll be the general format. In the future, as I become more proficient at making these podcasts, I hope to have some guests. I hope to be able to maybe invite some people who are, high up on player versus player, or some people who have a lot of experience with raid guilds and things of that nature, and maybe do some interviews on the podcast as well. So we'll see what the future holds. No promises. I have to make a living just like everybody else does, and this is something I do on the side. So we just take a shot at it and see what happens here. Well, let's talk about the news just a little bit, and I guess the biggest piece of news that's happened since our last podcast is the deployment of 1.12. And as many of you know, my main character, Quinzit, is a rogue, and that deployment included an update on the rogues. And I'm just my own personal opinion, I'm very, very happy with 1.12. I think it did some good things. Now, that's not to say it doesn't have its problems. It does have its problems. One of the problems I'm having, at least from time to time, is just random disconnects. But they're not really that frequent, maybe two or three a day. Nevertheless, they're kind of irritating. And so there are still some problems. There's some bugs they got to work out on the battlegrounds. But overall, I don't see how you couldn't be happy with this patch, especially if you're a rogue. They didn't do everything I would like to see them do for the rogue class. And, of course, if they did everything I wanted them to do, the rogues would be invincible, I guess. But anyway, what they did do for the rogues is they increased our damage a bit. They gave us a level 9 eviscerate, which you can pick up inside of Upper Blackrock Spear off of the assassins, I'm told. I haven't gotten mine yet, but I've heard of some people who have. And that will up our damage a little bit. And I have respec'd my rogue 3-4 times since the patch, not because I'm undecided about which I like best, but simply because I wanted to try out 3 or 4 different ways of playing the rogue. And I don't claim to be a great expert, but from my point of view, in playing a rogue that participates in both player versus environment and player versus player, I think there are 3 or 4 basic approaches that can be taken in playing the rogue. The build that I'm experimenting with right now is a hemo build, and just relying on the new abilities in the stealth. and it's a 32 combat and 19 in or excuse me it's a got it backwards there it's a 1932 19 combat and 32 in the stealth. And with this setup, and this is not my favorite, I'm really kind of a combat rogue, but with this particular setup, it's very, very nice on working with the warriors. They've got the new skill in there, for example, that helps you with the armor class, and they have upped the damage on both garrote and rupture. And and so if you do spec in the subtlety area and you get preparation, you can do a prep, and that gives you 2 points. You can do a garrote, and that will give you 2 points 75% of the time. So you got 4 points there. You immediately do a 4-point rupture, and you're doing 300-400 damage a tick on your warrior that you're fighting. And same thing with the cloth wearers. And you know, the warlocks and mages have to stop and kind of decurse themselves, and that gives you the ability, if you're using hemo, to really do some damage to them while they're doing that. The warriors maybe drink a potion, and you add on top of it the damage of your poison, and you can do some real damage with the build. Now again, like I say, I'm kind of a combat rogue. I'm experimenting with this particular build at the moment, which is why I mentioned it. I've also experimented with a heavy build on the assassin tree, and I think the rogues have finally arrived at a point to where there are 3 or 4 good alternatives for the rogues. Time will tell if that's going to bear out and be true. So that's one aspect of 1.12 that particularly, I guess, just interests you primarily if you're a rogue. Second aspect of 1.12 and a very nice one is the cross-server battlegrounds. The wait time, at least on my server, you know, has been cut to almost nil. And I mean, even in the middle of the night, and I'm the kind of guy, I like to get up 3-4 in the morning, and I play quite a bit early in the morning like that. Even at that time, there are 5, 6, 7, 8 Alterac Valleys running, each of the other battlegrounds, you know, there may be 10, 12 war songs running at that time of the night. And 10 or 12 Arathis. So the cross-server battlegrounds, I think, overall is a success. Now, they've got some bugs to work out. There's this disconnect problem. They've got to work that out. And I'm not quite sure, 100% sure, if that's a Blizzard problem or if that's a Comcast Time Warner cable problem, but I'm pretty sure it's a Blizzard problem. But it's been very, very nice. You can go in as a group, and this automatic grouping thing isn't that nice. You go into a battleground, and a bunch of people aren't standing there saying, please invite. You know, you're automatically grouped. Very, very, very nice feature. And so I'm very, very happy with the cross-server battlegrounds of the patch. The aspect of the patch that I really think needs a lot more work is the world PvP. I have participated in both areas. I did it on the test server, and then after the test server was closed, of course, and the patch was deployed, I've been back up to the Eastern Plague Lands to work on the world PvP. And it's an idea that is going to need, like the battlegrounds, to mature. Right now, if I wanted to choose a word to describe the world PvP that was added, the word would be lame. And I don't mean that as a put-down. I think it's a good first step. The rewards just aren't good enough, and to make the battle intense and constant. And the rewards in Silthius are a little bit better. You know, when you return some of the dust, you get a personal buff. And, you know, then again, after the 200 limit there is reached, then there's a buff for the entire side. But so that's kind of nice. But in Eastern Plague Lands, you know, the people holding the towers really get no benefit, if you think about it. They hold the tower, and the only people getting the benefits are the people not fighting in the PvP to take the towers, the people who are fighting against the NPC undead, and they get a benefit. So the people who actually fight for the tower and hold the tower really get no benefit from it, except, of course, for the player versus player kills they get and the honor they get for that, but they get no direct benefit from it, and I think that's a weakness. And so I think world PvP is the future. I do think world PvP is something that will develop over time, and they will get better. This is the first step, and as most first steps, it's kind of a lame, halty kind of first step, but it's been taken, and we will see in time how Blizzard develops it. I don't know. I've put some thought into it. I haven't come up with a great idea yet on how to do it, but just spitballing here and just a kind of a general statement about it. There has to be some kind of reward other than just a 30-minute buff. I mean, there has to be, you know, maybe something like, say, for example, you put a tower in every zone that right now, every zone right now that is a contested zone, okay? You don't do this in the home zones, okay? But you put a tower in every zone that is a contested zone. Well, come to think of it, you could even, put them in the contested zone. Now, the thing is, whichever side controls the tower in that zone, okay, that would be like, would simulate supply. And so that side's supply is considered to be abundant. And therefore, all of the prices across that zone maybe are lowered by 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 percentage points. Now, and plus at the tower itself, whoever owns the tower, there is, you know, some kind of dealer there that would make it worthwhile for people to hold the tower and be able to buy from them, and the other side can't buy from them. And so in each of the contested zones, it is a struggle for supply. And whichever side is able to get the most supplies into the zones, they're going to end up paying less for their goods in the zone because their supply is abundant. And the other side is going to be paying full price because supply is limited. And, you know, and again, like I say, I haven't put a whole lot of thought into that, but that's kind of spitballing the kind of thing that has to take place. What are the rewards in the game? You've got honor, you've got experience, and of course that ends at 60 and later on 70 or 72, whichever one they settle on there. So you've got honor, you've got experience, you've got money, and you have achievements, quest, if you will. Our world dragons, our instances, whatever, achievements. Okay, so those are basically your rewards. They have got to be able to put in, work on those four basic areas, and maybe there's some others I'm not thinking of right now, but they've got to be able to put some rewards in those basic areas in connection with these towers and with what's going on in Silthius. So I would give them a strong A on the rogue talents, a strong or a minus on the battlegrounds, and a C on the world PvP. And overall, we're going to call this an A-minus patch. I think it's a pretty good patch. And that's my opinion on 1.12. And let me check here real quick and see what else is in the news today that we can talk about. The pay character transfer thing is really working well. I personally have transferred three characters myself, and when I did them, they were almost instant. And they all happened before I signed out of the screens and everything, and so the pay character transfer thing has settled down and really working very, very well. So I think that's basically the news today, and I guess my comments on 1.12 are going to be the feature for the day as well. But the real purpose of this broadcast is simply to say we're back, okay? And what I'm hoping to do beginning Monday is a daily broadcast that will be put out. Now, here's the thing about it, okay? The podcast really doesn't cost me that much as far as the site, unless a lot of people really start downloading it. But if I'm going to do this on a daily basis, I'm going to need some kind of support for it. So, you know, if you want to donate, you know, $5 or $10 to kind of help us with the podcast and you enjoy it, use PayPal, and my email address is ahnog@yahoo.com. Anog, ahnog@yahoo.com. And we appreciate any contributions to the podcast that you'll make. And but whether we get contributions or not, we're going to try this for a little while and see if it works, and see if we continue to get the kind of responses we've gotten in the last few weeks to the podcast. Well, thank you for tuning in. This is Quinzit signing off for the Angels podcast. We'll see you again Monday.